Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. Health Sciences North receives historic $10 million private donation in what is likely the first big step in the multi-million dollar capital expansion of Northern Ontario's largest hospital, Health Sciences North, HSN, in Sudbury revealed today that the Fielding and Perdue family has donated $10 million to the Northern Cancer Foundation. The private donation was billed as historic by the hospital. In addition to that, the combined foundations at HSN revealed Monday that another $9 million has been accumulated and will be part of the overall contribution to that multi-year effort. The Fielding-Perdue donation was announced as part of a special event held at the hospital Monday morning, attended by hospital board members and administrators from across northeastern Ontario. There was also a video-taped message from Premier Doug Ford expressing his thanks to the family for contributing the largest ever single donation to a Northern Ontario hospital. Read the full story here. CUP education workers vote 96.5% in favor of strike mandate. Ontario education workers such as early childhood educators, custodians and school administration staff have voted 96.5% in favor of a strike, the Canadian Union of Public Employees announced Monday. Laura Walton, the president of CUPE's Ontario School Board Council of Unions, said the bargaining team can now go back to the table with a clear indication of the level of support members have for CUPE's proposals. Tens of thousands of education workers across this province voted to send a message to the Ford government that education cuts are not acceptable, that more frontline education staff is urgently needed for students to succeed, and it's time for a meaningful wage increase for us, the lowest-paid education workers who earn on average $39,000 a year, she said at a news conference Monday. Read the full story here. Iran Sudbury community protests regime in home country. More than 100 Iranian Sudburians and their supporters lined Paris Street across from Bell Park on October 1 to protest what is being called the brutal murder of Iranian woman, Mahsa Amini. An act that protest organizers told Sudbury.com has become a movement for resistance against the 44-year rule of the religious dictatorship regime, the Islamic Republic of Iran, that has no other means of survival but brutality, persecution, tyranny, murder and corruption. Thousands of Iranians have taken to the streets in protest since the death last week of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, who was apprehended in Tehran and taken to a re-education center, apparently for not wearing her hijab properly. Over the last week, demonstrations have taken place nationwide, including the capital Tehran, with protesters demanding an end to violence and discrimination against women as well as an end to compulsory wearing of the hijab. Read the full story here. Let's eat. Sudbury's amazing traveling fresh food market putting wide smiles on people's faces. That is the kind of work Ryland Stoller wanted to fill his cup. Stoller runs the Good Food Market for Sudbury and its surrounding areas. The nonprofit project by Better Beginnings Better Futures started a few years ago with the intention of providing fruits and vegetables at wholesale prices to underserviced areas. Each week, Stoller loads up the utility trailer with boxes of fresh carrots, lettuce, zucchini, watermelon and other staples and travels to 8 different locations reaching Atikamashing First Nation, Sagamok and Copper Cliff to the west and Markstay to the east. Stoller also heads north to Levick and Onapping Falls. Here in the city limits, he visits O'Connor Park in the Flour Mill and Minnow Lake near the dog park. Some of these communities like Levick and Onapping Falls have not had a grocery store in 20 years, so when we arrive with fresh fruit and vegetables, they are lined up with their bags ready to go, Stoller said. Read the full story here. Wolves take big bite out of Mississauga coming off a home opener Friday that saw the Sudbury Wolves fall by 1-5, to the Barrie Colts. The Pack hit the road to take on Mississauga on Sunday and they gave the Steelheads a bit of lesson in hockey at the same time, winning the game 6-2. Sudbury heads out on a 3-game road swing now. They visit the Windsor Spitfires on Thursday, travel to Flint to take on the Firebirds on Saturday, then head over to Saginaw for a Sunday match against the Spirit. With a record of 1-1, the Pack is sitting 5th in the OHL's Eastern Conference, 2nd in the Central Division and 7th overall. Read the full story here. Skills Ontario holding Day of the Girl event October 11. Skills Ontario has opened registration for its annual International Day of the Girl celebration. As a not-for-profit organization that provides skilled trade and tech career exploration programming to youth, Skills Ontario is delivering in-person and virtual events in recognition of this important day. The in-person conference, featuring keynote speaker Kendra Lienema, will take place on Tuesday, October 11 from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Science North. The virtual series of events, running September 21 to October 11, includes hands-on challenges, a VEX Code VR tutorial and challenge, and a sit-down with Paige Knowles, a skilled tradeswoman. Skills Ontario celebrates the International Day of the Girl to recognize and inspire girls across the province to build their skills, conquer boundaries, and explore their career pathways. Read the full story here. Nice October day in the forecast. Expect a lovely October day according to the forecast. A high of 20 is expected under sunny skies. Fog patches will dissipate in the morning. The UV index today is 5, or moderate. Tonight, expect a few clouds, fog patches, and a low of 10.